Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Excellencies, distinguished experts, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to be here with you today. Welcome to this special panel on country experiences, where we will be exploring strategies for oil and gas dependent nations with a capacity for diversification, as well as those still in the process of industrialization. These countries must balance industrialization goals with climate change imperatives. Our focus in this session is on mitigating the risk of stranded oil and gas assets, promoting local value creation, expanding renewable energy sources, and advancing the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. We are honored today to have distinguished discussants joining us from four different countries. Thank you all for being here. So I would like to start with His Excellency, Mr. Amy Sakombi Molendo, Minister of Hydrocarbons of the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's a distinguished public servant and entrepreneur. Prior to this, to his current position as Minister of Hydrocarbons in the Democratic Republic of Congo, he was Minister of Land Affairs. He has held elected position as National Deputy of Mongala Province and Senator. Minister Sakombi is also committed to social causes through the Molendo Sakombi Foundation. He has an academic background in communication, strategy, and defense. So, Your Excellency Sakombi Molendo, we know that in the context of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, the urgency for the Democratic Republic of Congo, as for other countries on the continent, is to industrialize. Regarding its energy supply, what strategy has the DRC adopted to create local value, including in the hydrocarbon sector, while achieving a just energy transition? Minister, you have 10 minutes, please.